بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد أرسلنا إلى أمم من قبلك فأخذناهم بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يتضرعون صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى in this verse Allah explains a system, a method of his. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like to punish. In the fifth juz, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What will Allah gain in punishing you if you bring iman in Allah and you are showing gratitude to Allah by obeying Him? Allah will not gain. Allah gives nothing in punishing you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us many, many chances and opportunities to make amends, to make tawbah, to bring iman, to turn our direction towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, become obedient slaves. In this particular verse, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَّمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. We sent to the nations of the past before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we sent messengers to them. And then those nations rejected those messengers and the messages of tawheed, the oneness of Allah. And they rejected those prophets and messengers. And after much effort that the messenger put, like Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, so many years, he preached the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And besides a handful of people, plus minus 80, who believed in him, believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obeyed and followed Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, they remained, all of them rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala then says, فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّىٰ. Then we seized them with some type of hardship, calamity. The purpose of this was, عَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ, so that they may humble themselves, make amends, make tawbah, come back onto line, and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala will jolt sometimes a nation or a person who has gone off track, not as a punishment for him. So he'll go through some type of misery and hardship, so that, like in another verse, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُم مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. The purpose is make ruju' ila Allah. We will give them some type of hardship, some type of pain, adversity, calamity in this world, so that man realizes that I need to turn to Allah. Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, he says, there are two groups whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks ill of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got two, mentions two people, two types of people whom Allah ta'ala is very disappointed or displeased with. The one group is that when a calamity, adversity, a hardship befalls them, then instead of reflecting over the weaknesses and making tawbah, istighfar, and if they were disbelievers, then they should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring iman. They do not do this. Like in this verse, فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاعِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَزَيِّرَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And shaitan, so two things happens. Their hearts become very, very hard. And shaitan beautifies and adorns the evil habits that they were practicing before a hardship and misery befell them. So they fail to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this group, despite any adversity afflicting them, they still make no amends. They make no tawbah. And the second group is, when they are faced with some pain, suffering, they quickly turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the moment the suffering is gone, it disappears, then they go back to the old habits. So these two groups are no good. Allah wants from us that all the time we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Times of calamity, adversity, and times of prosperity. Then Allah ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا. And when they abandoned all what Allah ta'ala had warned them regarding, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent to them, or Allah lured them with many, many barakat and many, many things that were made them prosperous in this dunya. So outwardly they were enjoying wealth and good health and all the comforts of this world. And an onlooker will think that this man, despite his disobedience, he's having a very comfortable life. This is in Sharia is known as al-istidraj. When Allah is giving them rope, Allah is luring them into punishment. So, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah says, we open to them doors of every good. And they seem to be enjoying themselves. In the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, Nabi Karim SAW explains, when you see a man, despite his disobedience and doing wrong, he's still having a very luxurious and comfortable life. Don't become excited in simple words. Don't become deceived. Because this man is actually now being lured into the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala protect us. Always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make amends. We make mistakes. Tawbah istighfar. Come unto sirat mustaqim. And do not look at the next person who has got plentiful of dunya if he is living a sinful life, because that is just a rope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.